Will Tye is adjusted to kind of being a main tight end on some weeks?
I think he's adjusted well, but I am looking for more out of him. And what I mean by that is I want him to continue to always talk to him with self-talk to say, hey, play fast, and finish longer than the play. Those are the two things that I want to see out of him this week, and I think you're going to get it.
What do you mean by finish longer than the play? Is that sort of on the blocking end you're talking about?
Yes. Yep. Yes, exactly. You know, whether it be once the ball's thrown, immediately turn up and find someone to block. That's one area. Another one is sustaining the block longer than you think you have to in the run game. He does a nice job initially, and then at times guys will fall off late. Whether they make the play or not, might not be noticed by other people. I notice it. And I want to make sure that we continue to work on that moving forward.
What's your assessment of the blocking from the tight end this season?
Done a nice job. And the guy that's brought some energy and some strength is Jarrell Adams. He doesn't necessarily always take the proper footwork. And at times looks like his body's out of control. But if referring back to the finish, just watch how he finishes. That's what I'm looking for out of the whole entire group.
That was what you thought you were going to get out of him coming in, right? The blocker?
Exactly, yeah. A good blocker initially, and then can be explosive in the passing game, which he has shown a few times.
Has he lived up to what you thought? It sounded like you're playing with his technique a little bit. But
right, he's exactly who we thought he was. You know, and I think he'll continue to develop and get better and better as he continues to play more. And really, it's once he gets familiar with the NFL and the way that the structure of the defensive fronts, the structure of the coverage, and the more he learns, the better and more comfortable he's going to be. And when he feels comfortable, that's when he excels.
Who went into the decision at the bye to sort of make the switch? Obviously, Larry's playing significantly less, and decided to put Will and Jarrell handle those snaps.
In the reality of it is we need to protect the football, and that was the number one issue, you know, with Larry. I mean, Larry's a bright kid, works hard, he does a nice job, you know, with his techniques, but first and foremost, you got to protect the ball. It puts your team in a bad position if you're turning it over, and that's happened.
How's he held up mentally in your
opinion? He's actually done a very nice job. I mean, he's ready to go. I mean, he's locked in through the meetings, through practice. He's ready to go when his number's called.
What was his reaction when you had to tell him that this is kind of the way you were going to go?
I think he understood. I mean, he knows how important it is. You know, it's just one of those things that he has to realize he's got to continue to be ready. And when he gets his opportunity, I think you'll see a different guy as far as making sure he protects the football.
Obviously, the one snap he played on Sunday didn't go very well. Right. But was that a sign that you guys are going to try to get him, ease him back into things? Or?
Well, I don't necessarily want to comment on, you know, playing time as far as, you know, what we have moving forward. But I'll say this. The reason he was in for that play is that he's by far the best at that particular route. And he's a big target. And we know that he's made plays, many plays for us in the end zone. And that's what we were trying to get done. So we thought he gave us the best chance.
What is it going to take for you to trust him again?
I think I do trust him again. You know, it's a matter of right now those other two guys are playing pretty well. And he needs to be ready when his number's called.
What do you do to... Is it a mental thing with him? Like, what you're talking about, obviously, you know, being more careful with the ball, being tighter with the ball. Is it a mental thing? How do you work on that with him, or do you work on physical?
It's both.
Is it a physical thing?
It's both. It's mentally, him. Once he touches the football, it's got to be the most important thing to him. That's number one. The second is, with that thought process, with that, you know, that approach to having the ball in your hands, the technique of it. You know, and it's our high and tight technique with our fifth point of ball security, cross cup across the football.
You've been here a number of years. You know, Coach McAdoo was out here talking about this being a cold weather team. Do you find that to be an advantage when teams come in here and the wind's blowing like it probably will be on Sunday and the elements start to fly around?
I do. I think it's somewhat of an advantage. I don't think it's a huge advantage, but the fact that we practice in it, you know, we had a great practice yesterday, a very physical practice yesterday. We're prepping for that type of a game, mm-hmm. and hopefully we're more prepared than Dallas.